This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left want to convince you that you are a loser. But let me tell you something. You need to be asking yourself, getting in touch with yourself about being a winner. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I say to leftists all the time, how does it feel being losers? Because you know you cheated to win. You know you can't win unless you cheat. You know you can't win unless you get people to do your bidding, whom you pay. You pay these people to do it. They would not do it voluntarily. They even do it reluctantly, but they're getting a paycheck. How does that feel? Now, I know they don't care. I know they leftists will cheat, they will connive, they will do whatever it takes to be winners. But here's what I'll tell you: they can never feel good about it. Oh, they can be smug about it. Yeah, we beat you. But they know in their heart of hearts they didn't beat you, and you know that. So you can feel good. Now, I'm not looking for moral victories here, people. That is not what the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is about. Nor I, Kevin Jackson. We are about winning. But what I'm telling you is, these people are waking up and they're coming over. The ones who were smug and like, oh, look at this, we got our president, we got Joe Biden, we got this, look at this, Kamala Harris. Yeah, you got them, and now you're struggling, you're suffering. Yeah. Psychology of drone ants is what makes, when I think about leftists, I think about the psychology of a drone ant. I've never studied ants in the academic sense. But as a kid growing up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch and watching all the bugs and stuff crawl around when I'm, you know, harvesting a hog or a deer or just goofing off with my magnifying glass, I've watched them. I've watched nature shows, and I've observed these ants in real life, and I'm fascinated by how some ants just work all day towards one thing. Now, we are all ants. On the conservative side, we work towards truth. We work towards raising our kids in safe environments. We work towards paying the bills and doing things by the book. And leftists work for one thing, and that is the destruction of us. They get up every morning just like ants. They go out on their trail smelling the pheromones, whatever they call it, and they go clip those leaves and bring them back so they can feed the beast. The beast is that queen ant. Let's just call her Nancy Pelosi. They go back and feed her everything she needs so they can keep the cycle going. That's it. Sadly, though, those ants have no other purpose in the world, unlike real ants who really do something productive for the environment. The Democrat leftist plutopian progressive ant does nothing. It feeds off of its environment, contributing absolutely nothing. Been talking about freedom. See, leftists don't have any freedom. It's a cult. They're stuck in it. They will never, ever be free. They can't free themselves even. So how do you think they're going to free you? And they give them their marching orders, and like ants, these drones go out and they say what they say they're supposed to say. They do what they're supposed to do. And sometimes it can be as benign as go get people to sign up to be Democrats, and they go out, and when they can't do that, they cheat and they fudge the names and whatever. And then sometimes it's go out and destroy, like Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and that's what they do. So there's soldier ants that go out and destroy and loot and burn buildings down and create strife all across the city. And then there are regular ants that just go out and harvest food. And the soldiers will protect those that are harvesting food. And by harvesting food, I mean harvesting lies. That's what leftist ants do. They go out, they find lies, they promote lies, they bring lies back, they go out the next day, and it's just a vicious lie machine, and they've got protectors, warrior ants. There's a saying, anything less than living your life as you choose is slavery. And this is why I can't understand leftists. They are slaves. They're the biggest freaks on the planet, yet they want conformity. Particularly when it comes to their ideas, and I'll just use the Wu flu as an example. They want conformity. They want you to bow down to government, and they give you things like it's for the greater good and all this. And despite all the evidence to the contrary, what do they do? What do these worker ants do? They go out and they spread their lies. They clip lies and bring them back, and they spread lies for the other people. And they just act like drones. And in fact, I will even go a step further and tell you they're less sophisticated than an ant. Because an ant has a real life purpose, a real purpose in the scheme of everything going on in its ecosystem. It actually has a purpose. Leftism has no purpose. Unless that purpose is making sure that nothing gets accomplished, then they do. Because they're very good at it. I want you to think about your life. People I met over the weekend when I was in Florida, and I talk about it, it's the most recent thing I've done. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff. I was at the Goldwater thing. I was at, some other big event. I can't remember. Oh, I was at the Regional Republican Governors Association event. But when I'm talking to people and I find out what they're into, I met a guy's name is Damien. And here, let me read what it says on his card. It says, if you merge what you're passionate about doing with serving others, you don't have a job. You have a future. So right. But you meet so many great people out there doing wonderful things, and they're not bragging about it. They're not looking for Oscars or Emmys or Tonys or anything else. People's Choice Awards. They just love doing something because it helps their fellow man. They are part of an ecosystem that feeds itself and nurtures itself, and it's a big, beautiful Garden of Eden. But let me tell you what you have on the other side of it. You have Mordor, or I don't know, what's the bad part of Lord of the Rings? You have blackness and darkness. They don't want that. But see, you go to bed as a winner, and you wake up as a winner, no matter what happens, even in the cheat. Those people, when they lose legitimately, they're losers. When they win, they are losers because they do not win legitimately. They aren't trying to get the public to truly believe in their actions. They are brainwashing and indoctrinating. And that's why they will never win. You will always fight for your freedom in America because it's in your DNA. I hope you do. I hope we can get a whole generation of kids back to doing this. And I think we are. I think we're close. When we come back, I want to talk about vax confidence among minorities and also the mass vax fail. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wheels are falling off the old WooFlu wagon. The WooFlu vaccine wagon, the WooFlu wagon, the lies are being exposed little by little. And this is no Alex Jones stuff. This is people finding out for themselves. This is people seeing what's happening to 40-somethings that are suddenly dying. Healthy people, they're watching youngsters become debilitated. They can't play sports because their parents are, you need to get the shot because they're all afraid. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When this whole WooFlu thing broke, remember the racism part of it? Yeah, it's killing black folks. Oh, my gosh. It's targeting black people like sickle cell. It'll kill you. You better get your shot, black people. And they tried to fearmonger black people into getting the shot. They even made it, the funny thing to me was like, what, white, we're going to make white people wait to the back of the line so black people can get the shot. Like black people be like, yeah, man, I'm going to go get that shot because they made white people wait at the back of the line. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm just explaining how things work. The left think that black people are so stupid. They're, oh, my gosh, well, geez, you know, if they're going to make black white people wait and get to the back of the line, I'm going to go up front. I'm going to go get my reparations, my medical reparations. Yeah, white people. Ha! And white people are like, no, you know what? Y'all gone on ahead, colored folks. We'll wait. Some of y'all did anyway. Some of you didn't. Many of you listening to this program, you know better. You're like, oh, no, 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 you're not fooling me. So anyway, they then said, well, the Wu flu attacks African Americans. They like using that term, right? They like it. The Wu flu attacks colored folk different than it attacks black folk. See, the Wu flu is racist. Mm-hmm. And the reason is black people don't have as good a nutrition. So Wu flu says, oh, see, their system is more compromised. I'm going to get these black folks. There's not one statistic, a legitimate statistic, that says Wu flu killed black people in disproportionate numbers and whites. But that didn't stop them from selling it. Fauci. Here's another thing that was kind of funny about it before I get into the fraud, Fauci the fraud. There were places where they said this, black people, you don't have to wear masks because you've been oppressed so much. While we will oppress other taxpaying citizens of America, you get a pass. Now, I want you just to understand the contradiction. Black people who supposedly are more susceptible to the disease, they're saying, no, you know, you don't need to wear masks. You don't need to worry about the precautions. Oh, and here's a dirty little secret. Neither did anybody else. So, I want you to just understand how they're selling this thing. The same way the SEIU had to sell the idea of letting illegals come into the country. And what they said is, it's going to be a lot tougher to convince our union white folks. The black people, though, we can get them. And then here's what we'll do. We'll get the black people. And then they, once we get them, they will then go after the white folks. We will use the black folks and we'll accuse the white people of being racist. They couldn't use it this time. They couldn't do it that way. That strategy wasn't going to work. For a couple of reasons. But the main reason is the one that I'm telling you. Black folks didn't go for it. Black folks are like, don't you try to Tuskegee instrument me or Tuskegee experiment me. And people are like, what are you talking about? Oh, we know what you did to them black people. Well, you gave them syphilis and didn't treat it. And then you experimented on it. And black people are like, So what's funny, black people want to trust the government in one respect and then they don't in another. And that, I tell you, is an opportunity. See, that's when you see things like that as a marketing person or a messaging person or a strategist, you go, ooh, there's a gap right there. See, because black people, oh man, the government going to give me my 40 acres in the middle of the government. And you go, look, here's what's funny. The government hasn't given you anything. The government hasn't given you your 40 acres and a mule. The government hasn't provided all the things that it entices you with when they come speak in black churches talking about, I don't feel no way tired. We've come too far. And when they promise you all these other things that you get that's supposed to benefit you, and you see the outcome, guess what? Same is true of Wu flu. So they can't sell it. No matter how hard Biden's team tried to convince black people that you need to pay attention to us. We're doing what's good for you. We've given you Obamacare. We've given you medical that you can use. And they're going, ain't no doctors and nurses in there, man. Ray Ray told me, Ray Ray got shot. He said, man, it took him 4 hours to finally get to him. He had a bullet hole. I ain't going in there. It's a death trap. They want us in there so they can kill him. And black folks, I'm going to tell you right now. For you non-blacks listening to the program, we already have a fear of the doctor. There's a buddy of mine. He said, Kevin, one of my good friends died of cancer because he was afraid to go to the doctor. He had the symptom. He was losing weight. Everybody around him said, go to the doctor. And do you know this Negro wouldn't go because he said, man, I'm afraid they're going to find something wrong. Really? So you're afraid they're going to find something wrong. But because the idea there is that they find something wrong, I'm as good as dead. Well, wait till it's stage four. And that's true. And it killed him. If I had something wrong, I'll go. Shoot, take me. I'll wait 4 hours. I'll wait behind them illegal banditos. Now I'll go and see Jose and Hector and Raul and Carmen. I'll wait. But when I'm going to get in there because I'm going to get checked out. I want to live as long as I can. I need some good years. And I ain't talking about tires. Anyway, so Joe Biden and his team knows they can't get black folks to toe the line. So what he's doing is he's going to take $66.5 million and he's going to spend that in minority serving institutions because he wants to, quote, strengthen vaccine confidence among the colored folk, you know, the black sections of his town where he went to parks and he lectured black men on it's okay to wear a condom and black women on it's okay to say no. The allocation is part of a broader initiative of $143.5 million launched by the Department of Health and Human Services to address, quote, barriers to the COVID-19 vaccination. And what they're trying to tell you without telling you is they can't convince the coloreds and other minorities to take the shot. So they're going to spend some money, probably give it out to some Baptist preachers and say, hey, get your congregation to go get the shot. They already tried giving it to crackheads. Hey, look here, we'll give you $20. I'm just shocked that, being honest with you, I'm shocked that the Biden administration hasn't just flatly said, look, you come meet with us under the underpass. We'll give you crack. We'll give you fried chicken. We'll give you Kool-Aid. We'll give you, we won't give you 40 acres and a mule, but we'll give you a deed to be used down the road at some point in the future. I'm shocked that they just haven't gone stone Dolomite patronizing on black people. Achieve health equity is what they call it. Health equity is when black people get the shot and stop being vaccine hesitant, as they call it. I don't know, those racist SOBs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376, moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I informed the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News. The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, Kevin. I just wanted to leave you a quick note to let you know how much I appreciate and love your show. I look forward to listening every day and sharing with my family and friends, especially my children. Your passion for speaking about what is right and true helps us to articulate what is in our hearts. But most importantly, you make me laugh. I especially love your impressions, Fauci being my favorite. Thanks for all that you do. Susan, thank you for being an avid listener and for responding. And as I tell people, we'll definitely let people know. I either call you or I do something to let you know that we got the message. So I appreciate that. And so there's Dr. Fauci. So what you going to do? You got to stem the tide. Anyway, I'm a terrible Fauci, but I'm glad you like my Fauci. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talking about freedom. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about conformity. We're talking about woo flu. But whether it's woo flu or it's tax policy or climate change or CRT or whatever, it's all the same. Insert topic here and then start talking about the craziness of leftism. JFK, a Democrat stalwart, said conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. Difference. Our differences is what we should celebrate. But what do leftists want? They want us all in mass. They want us all vaccinated. They want us all conforming to the will of the government as they speak about individuality. Excuse me. As they speak about you, the individual. You, the individual, will conform. You will unify around a common cause, and that common cause is going to be what we determine is the narrative. This Wu Flu thing is a scam. And I can't wait for it to be exposed and for people to revolt and say, where did our money go? And who's in charge of this? Who did this? You see Democrats abandoning office like crazy. They don't want to run. They want out. As they say in the country, get while the getting's good. Because they don't want to be responsible for this when the cake hits the fan. Go look. See how many Democrats are quitting right now. Embarrassed by their administration, by this administration. Embarrassed by their party. Here's a story I'd want to talk about. It's a mass vax fail. And here's what this guy writes. When you see that in many European countries, as the vaccination grade rises, in some as much as 85%, so does the number of positive tests. And you think, wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to happen. And you would expect people to notice and ask questions. But all you get is media and politics claiming that the unvaxxed are to blame. We need more vaccinations. And now boosters for all those already who've been double jabbed. They're talking about three shots now. The vaccines, this person writes, do not work and certainly not as advertised. But the only solution there is more vaccines. I just talked about the lack of confidence in the black community. I talked about how in Austria they want to lock you down. They're locking down the unvaxxed, the people who are well, the people who are not spreading this disease. Anyway, this, he goes on to say, does this surprise anybody that these vaccines are not as advertised, and yet the only solution they can foresee is more people to get vaccinated? He says it shouldn't. Because for a long time now, the control of the narrative exerted by the media, the politicians, Pfizer, all the other manufacturers, which, by the way, we don't hear anything from Johnson & Johnson. Their division is probably shut down and bleeding red ink at this point. But it's been, as he writes, almost absolute. They all claim the vaccines are a success, that they've saved millions of lives, while every single day, you know what gets exposed? The fact that not that many people, the number of people who supposedly got it is much greater, got the disease. The number of people who died from the disease is exponentially, folks, not geometrically, exponentially less than advertised. And the number of people dying from the vaccines is exponentially more than being reported. Surprise, surprise. He says they all claim these vaccines are a great success. They've saved millions of lives. Even there has been enormous climb downs in the narrative. The vaccine were supposed to be a one-time solution that would make you immune to infection. Also, what were they supposed to do? They were supposed to protect everybody around you. You could go hang out with grandma. You could get rid of the mask. You could play with the kids. Life, as they said, would go back to normal. He says there is nothing left of that original story. Now you got to have boosters. And the boosters are not a one-time booster. The fear for many people right now is that now they got to get boosters periodically. And let me just give you the dirty little secret that is not a dirty little secret. You're going to need to get boosters for this the rest of your life if you got that shot. Because this shot is ruining your immune system. It's been known, proven, to cause a spike in cancer. Anybody talking about it? Forget the other side effects. A spike in cancer. And ironically, one of the cures, the real cure, is ivermectin, is known to treat cancer. Now, you would think Mr. Joey Demento, who was supposed to be the guy that was put to solve cancer in the Obama administration, he'd be all over this. But he's not, and you should be asking yourself why, but you already know the answer. Because they're making trillions of dollars off of just us. Forget the rest of the world. We spent $6 trillion on this nonsense. I just saw a story today that, oh, the United States has got even more vaccines, or they bought more. And I asked the question, I said, well, what's going on with the ones that we haven't given out? In other words, we're paying $3,000 a dose. How many are they throwing out? You know they are. We're shipping these doses off. Oh, we're being humanitarian and philanthropic. We're sending them over to all these third world countries. Third world countries that have the Wu flu vaccine is number 1,337 on their list of priorities. But we're sending them over. And then we report it. Yeah, we're saving lives. And you know what they do when they get over there? They trash them. This is such a joke. How many boosters? I mean, you know what you're going to be hearing about in the next few months? You're going to hear about people taking their fourth, their fifth, their sixth booster. Booster, booster, booster. Wait till next year. Then you're going to start hearing about, in the next year or so, you're going to start hearing about people, well, you're already starting to hear about them, dropping dead. Early age. Holy crap. Who dies at 37? I'm talking about in the numbers we're going to see. Dies in their 30s, dies in their 40s and 50s. And then you're going to see people being very ill. They can't do as much. They're lethargic. You're going to think they have, what's that, the kissing disease? What was that disease called? Mononucleosis. Or leukemia. Worse. They're going to feel lethargic. Always this, oh, no, you guys go. I got to stay home. I'm not feeling that great. And they're going to be dying earlier. So, you know what that's going to do? That's going to help with Social Security. That's going to get Social Security in line. Can't have people living longer. You got to shorten that life expectancy. Then you're going to start hearing articles, reading articles about how great life can be when you're not living it, you know, and old and you're decrepit and, you know, that. Why would you want to live longer when you can live a short, vibrant life? They're going to literally advertise for you to die young. Y'all think I'm lying. You think I'm joking. It's going to become sexy to die young. They're going to advertise Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain and all these people that either died in Ricky Valens and all these people. They died in a plane crash or they died of a drug overdose or whatever. And Amy Winehouse, others. Sexy, man. Dude, you'll be remembered forever if you die young. Suicide won't be talked about as much. And we're still going to give out these shots. Because that's what they want. Boosters, boosters, boosters. So what happened to the vaccine, this guy writes, that would protect you for life? He says, I think it looks something like this. At present, they're talking about effectiveness, whatever that may mean, having waned after 6 months. In the NBA, they advise players to get a booster after 2 months. Others talk about 4 months. So let's say the science is still developing. But you want to start with 6 months? He says, first, you take off the first months after vaccination. Too many questions and too many risk. So what he's saying is, they don't blame anything that happens to you for the first month because they go, no, no, no. Comorbidities, who knows what would have happened? Yes, so what? Your legs fell off and you're impotent. And you're 27 years old. That's what happens, right? Let's forget that. Remember the 14 days, and no matter what happens to you, it is not counted as the shot itself. Anyway, he says that leaves 150 days. You take off 1 month, 30 days off of 180, and then you're ready to start looking at the data. And when we come back, we're going to look at a Swedish total population cohort study that talks about vaccine effectiveness across their population, and it will blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All over the world, people are being tricked into taking these Wu Flu death pokes. They're either mandating it, making it appear as though you've got to do this or else. But if you read the fine print, you can get around it. They say, well, you got to get tested, you got to get this or that. Okay, then test me. I can't afford a test. What are they going to do? You're not going to eat? Wait till the media finds out that you're not letting people eat, make a living, whatever, because you've decided they go on lockdown. They've done nothing. Citizens who have done nothing, pay their taxes, have done everything right, by the book, and you decide now. I mean, I know there's no real media per se, But there's enough other media, alternative media, all over the world. People who would be there with cell phones pushing this stuff out. They can't control everything anymore. Not even in China. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We've been talking about freedom all day today. And freedom as it relates to the uncovering of the real truth behind this woo-flu scam. And I think it's pretty safe to say that if you listen to this program, and I don't think it's just me, you'll find that the majority of people are now realizing what this is. Kids are revolting, college kids. And that's the beginning. That's the revolution. When those college kids start going, wait a minute, and the Democrats have a much bigger problem than this Let's Go Brandon and F Joe Biden going on in college football games and around the country and by, quite frankly, around the world. The bigger problem they have is that the same people who are now saying F Joe Biden and Let's Go Brandon are people who were seemed reasonable to Democrats before. They went along to get along, but they're not anymore. So not only are they questioning their WooFlu policy, they're questioning climate change. They're questioning inflation. And is Biden really the right choice? Which, of course, most of them already said no. Should we be following the Democrats when they do stuff so stupid? When they claim that, I want you to think about this. There is a generation of white kids who didn't grow up with one iota of racism, and they are being called racist. And they're going, whoa, wait a minute. This is not 1960. This is certainly not 1860. What are you doing calling us racist? We are the generation that doesn't give a crap. You want to talk about colorblind? They're waking up. And so when the Democrats wake them up, that's a sleeping giant. When you start seeing protests in college here, and no offense against Charlie Kirk and TPUSA, but it isn't going to be because of that. It's going to be because of the Democrats. Now, you know what? If Charlie's team can make it look like they did it, congratulations to them. Back to what I said earlier about these people and the incentives. They gave poor people, crackheads, and even regular folks, and, you know, various companies, hey, if you'll get your shot, we'll give you an extra vacation day this year, or we'll give you a $50 gift certificate or something like that to change your DNA. And people did it. But if you think those incentives in America were good, let me tell you what's going on around the world. And by the way, I don't have any proof of this, but I bet you, you go to Bangladesh, you go to areas of India, you go to Nepal, and you say, hey, look, I'll give you $50 to take a shot. That's a month's salary. I'll give you a couple hundred dollars. And we've flown all these death pokes all around the world, so they're just getting these folks that need the money. $50 is a lot of money to a lot of people. You know, half the population of the world survives on less than $5 a day. So if you're talking about having whatever, 10 days of work, I mean of no work, or in some places a month of a salary, or I don't know what the incentives are, we'll give you grain, we'll give you this, but you can bet they're rolling out the incentives. I don't have any proof, but I can almost guarantee it's happening. The eugenicists want to control the world's population, and the WooFlu is the way they decided to do it. And here's what's interesting. I think they originally thought of this as just a test. But then they figured out it's working. So they continued. So what? It doesn't work. I'm talking about the death poke. It doesn't work. I mean, unless killing you and giving you debilitating side effects is working, doesn't work. But the plan's working. Anyway, I was talking about this article that I read on this subject. And as it turns out, they said this, the vaccine effectiveness, and they give you the BNT162B2 against infection waned progressively from 92% at day 15 to 30 to 47% at day 121 through 180. And from day 211 and onward, no effectiveness could be detected. So what they're saying is, after 180 days, you're about half protected. After 211 days, you're back to square one. So 4 months, you're at 47%. Now, The guy writes, it's obviously not good enough. He goes, it's worse than a coin flip. Now you're at 120 days minus the first 30, or you're 90 days in which the vaccine supposedly offers some protection, and then you must boost in order to get protection. He says, or you can ask at one point, it has waned to 50, 55, 60%. After 100 minus 30 days, he says, that's when it is. He goes, do you feel safe after 70 days at 50% protection? If you got something that you said, whoo, I can now go amongst everybody and I'm good to go. And it says, nope, you're only half good to go. Would you do it if they gave you that as the option? In 70 days, 2 months, just over 2 months, you got to go redo it. He says, and why is something that offers that little protection still called the vaccine? Which until now was always the thing that protected you for life. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know if they said, let me put it this way. When I was a kid and I got diphtheria, tetanus, and whatever, diptet, or whatever they gave you to go to school, I've always felt safe, even though I had to get another shot for tetanus before because I hadn't had it in a while, and I stepped on a nail. So I went as a precautionary measure and got a tetanus shot. But at the end of the day, however many years ago I got those shots, I still feel protected. I'm not worried about polio and diphtheria and some of these other things. Now, to be honest with you, I hadn't thought about it because for the most part we eradicated it. But I'll even go further. I've never had a flu shot, but I've had some flus and I'm not worried about the flu either. Now, is my layer of protection for diphtheria and tetanus and all that, I don't know, what level are we at? Did I have to get that second tetanus shot 25, 30 years after I got the first one? Maybe, maybe not. Probably not. But I did. But this shot, they're telling you to your face, you get it today, 70 days later, you're going to have to get a booster. 90 worst case. At 211 days, the shot is worthless. It's negligible in protection. So you at least have to get this shot every couple to 3 months and way before you reach that 211-day mark. Now, he says, as for all the countries and their insistence on more vaccinations and more restrictions for unvaccinated, when it's clear that you can spread the virus just as easily when you're vaxxed as when you're not, maybe it's good to realize that all have their hands tied behind their backs. On whatever political level it has taken place, and that will be different in different places, binding contracts with Pfizer and these other companies have been signed that stipulate that the producers have full immunity from any damage caused by their products. And the second thing is it is strictly forbidden to use or promote any alternatives to these products. It's literally take our vaccine or die. Hence, he says, the hunt for the horse paste. He's talking about ivermectin. And hence, the media promotion of such hunts. In other words, let's demonize all the people looking for ivermectin. Let's tell them they're looking for horse tranquilizers and all that when they know that it works. Why am I sharing this story? It's because people know. All over, they know that this has been a ruse. He ends up with this. He says, we could have solved the entire problem with simple, cheap existing drugs. In a recent German study, vitamin D3 said mortality rate close to zero could theoretically be achieved at 50 nanograms per milliliter of D3. He says, I think that may be a bit much. I've always conservatively said boosting vitamin D levels can save the first 50%, zinc and quercetin the next 25%, and then ivermectin can get you close to zero. But whatever the numbers are, we didn't need to do what we did.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.